T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined now by Nelson Torre. He is the attorney representing the family of Jose Hernandez Rossi, the man who died during that shootout with police in Black Rock Sunday. Nelson, thanks for joining us. So why don't we begin by just how you got involved with this family?
Yes, good morning. It actually happened that I represented Jose last week in a family court custody matter.
All right.
Custody of his two young daughters who he's had since last summer, and that was my most recent representation for him.
Nelson, you're quoted this morning as saying that this case with the officer-involved shooting is troubling to you. What aspects are troubling?
I went to the crime scene yesterday after I was summoned by Jose's sister, and the first thing I noticed at the intersection where the quote-unquote standard car stop took place was that the white SUV Jose was driving was through a hedgerow and 20 or 25 feet up on a lawn, and it was lodged against the limestone foundation of a large home there and had broken several of the large limestone blocks out of the basement foundation wall. Looking at the damage on the driver's side of the car and where it came to rest, it was readily apparent that this was not a standard car stop. It looked like the car was forced off the road at the intersection. The Buffalo News has pictures of the police car with damage corresponding on the right front end. So it starts from that point, and after interviewing more than one witness that saw what happened during the events, there were further troubling facts that came to my attention. So those of us who have been in this business for long enough realize these cases turn on the facts, and there are some troubling facts. One, the eyewitnesses said that they saw a struggle between Jose and the two officers. The officers were behind him, one on each side, basically trying to force him forward to the ground as the struggle continued. His shirt was actually ripped off his body, and one of the officers struck him in the back of the head with a pistol, in a pistol-whipping fashion, which knocked Jose to the ground, and he sprang up and ran, and he's running up the sidewalk on Garfield Street when the same officer who struck him in the back of the head with the pistol took a knee and fired two shots, thereby shooting him in the back. And all of these facts, to me, are red flags.
Well, what is your understanding as to where this other weapon is right now?
What other weapon?
The gun alleged to have been the one that fired and took off the police officer's ear.
The eyewitnesses did not see Jose with a gun in his hand. After he was struck and knocked to the ground by the officer who shot and killed him, he was shirtless, and he ran up the street shirtless, according to those that saw the events. There's no concealing a weapon at 5 o'clock on a bright Sunday afternoon when you're running up the street shirtless, fearing for your life. One of the witnesses said they saw fear in his eyes running from those two officers.
So you're saying that he may not have had a gun?
The witnesses didn't see a gun in his hands, and those are the facts that I have in terms of what occurred. Those who were present did not see a gun in his hand. They did not hear a third shot. They heard the officer fire two shots at his back as he was running away from the officers up the sidewalk of Garfield Street. They said they found it odd they never heard a third shot when they were told later he had been shot in the ear, meaning the police officer. So those are the facts that, by doing a little bit of legwork yesterday, came to my attention. And as I say, some of this is very troubling. So, you know, there's some photographs of the car damage. There's some photographs of where it came to rest. There's eyewitness accounts, and we expect the authorities to do what is right in terms of an investigation. They have to let the chips fall where they may.
Do the eyewitnesses, do they have an account of which officer shot Hernandez Rossi?
The one whose ear was not injured was the one who took a knee and fired two shots from close to the area where the struggle, they described it, occurred.
Where do you expect this case to go next?
There's a preliminary issue as to whether the state attorney general is going to investigate, because it does involve a fatality at the hands of police. That's an open question. At the moment, I understand that the Erie County District Attorney Office is the lead agency. Mr. Flynn is respected. He's a man of integrity. He's a former service member. It's not so much an issue with that. It is just an issue of jurisdictional protocol, given, again, the facts and where the facts turn.
All right, that's Nelson Torrey joining us live this morning. He's representing the family of suspect Jose Fernandez Rossi.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.